Welcome to the Medina Township Trustees Special Meeting slated for 3 p.m. on April 16th, 2024. The time is 3 p.m. Roll call.
Mr. Christopher.
Here.
Mr. Eastwood.
Here.
First item on the agenda is approval of accounts payable. I would like to make a motion to approve accounts payable dated 4/16/2024 with physical check numbers 33411233447 for the total amount of $72,977.37 and incorporate this one-page document presented with this with the motion for approval.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
The next item on the agenda is fiscal officer township phone discussion. So the fiscal officer needs a township phone. She does not have one, and so the discussion is to allow her to purchase. So do you want to read that, Trustee Eastwood?
I would like to make a motion to authorize fiscal officer Bridget Painter to purchase a new cell phone. The cell phone will be serviced by AT&T and be used by the Medina Township Fiscal Office.
Second.
Any discussion?
No. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye. Next item on the agenda is the fiscal officer's cubicle. We wound up with two quotes for what we wanted. A lot of people came in with these short cubicles with desks and things like that, but that's not what we wanted. And the first one was for the quote was somewhere in here, it's like $5,600, I think it was. Yeah, the first quote came in, and this was from High Tech Business Services, and the quote came in at $5,604.70. I haven't really checked. If that was installation. Yeah, that included installation. The second quote came in, and we just got this yesterday. This was from, I got cut off. A products company at in Beechwood, and their price came in at $4,595 with delivery of 400, so it'd be $4,995, and another $225 for installation. So we'd be a little over $5,000 there. So I think that we should actually, I'm all for ordering it, but I think we should let the fiscal officer look and decide what color she wants or whatever before we actually place the order. This one has a choice of three colors.
Is there a way we can approve the action so that she can get the ball rolling? So we're not waiting for another meeting.
Oh, yeah.
Or have we done that?
Well, we have a motion that was made back on 3/21, and I'll read it. I'd like to make a motion to open a blanket purchase order for the purchase and installation of an office space cubicle structure, amount to it not to exceed $6,000, which neither of these do. And motion was made by you, seconded by Chuck, and all three of us approved it. So I think we already have that. So I think we can move ahead. We've got two. I think we can give it to the fiscal officer and let her decide, you know, if she liked one for whatever reason more than the other, then we can go with that. If there's anything we have to check on, then we can order it.
Denny, is this is the one that we were talking about?
No, this is
the, which is the one we're talking about?
That's,
I got the one from High Touch. That's where you're putting all our original furniture from back in the day.
That was the back of High Touch.
I'm trying to figure out a way to go ahead and make a motion to allow her to make the purchase from High Touch based on this quote. Is that, how's the best way to get from where we're at to getting this to move?
If that's where you want to go.
Well, we've already approved.
I think it's who we want to go with, I think.
Again, I would show it to Bridget. She's going to be the one that's going to live with it and see what she likes. The quotes are very close in price.
Okay.
It's not that one is substantially different than the other.
You had installation on your one you got also, Bruce?
Yeah, that's the installation.
How tall was that one?
I'm looking at it now.
I think it was, what was it, 83 or something?
82 but, inches high.
So they're the same then, pretty much. I mean, if you want to go with the cheap one, go with the cheap one. They come in and install it. It's,
Pardon?
As long as they come in and install it and everything, I wouldn't see an issue with calling.
Well, they're both, that's why I said they're within a couple hundred dollars. The one thing I would like while we're doing that, with the registers, we're going to have a 4 or 5 inch gap. Mm-hmm. I'd like a filler made so there's something attached to the wall and then that can attach to that.
Yeah, either one we're going to have to do that for.
Yeah, I mean, all it has to do is be all couple one by ones and supply wood. We can paint it, have it painted the same color as the wall or something, and it should be fine. What was that one? That was what, $49.95? $45.95.
$53.15.
What was the top number? 45?
45.95.
Plus 400.
Plus 400. Plus 225.
Plus. So you'd be at 52. And what was the other one?
The other one was
52.20.
$56,047.
So it's not, they're in the ballpark, and again, I would, we've already got the blanket PO, make a motion that either one of these that we approve, we can go ahead, that the fiscal officer is in comfortable with, that we just go ahead and purchase that.
I'm just trying to figure out what, I mean, how do we put that? Because it sounds to me like either one of these are acceptable by us. So if she was to look at them, make her choice, and is approved to pick either one.
Right.
I think that's.
Right.
Well, if that's the case, you'd want to make it a blanket then, so that way she could pick the vendor.
Yeah, we've already got the blanket.
Yeah.
So there's.
The blanket's in place, I believe.
Right. But yeah, that's like I said, we passed that back on in March.
So she should be good to go, is what
right.
I'm saying.
It's really just up to, Bridget.
Okay.
Whatever she.
So that's. I guess that's the motion I'm going to make, is I'm going to make a motion to allow Bridget Painter, Medina Township Fiscal Officer, to choose either one of these cubicles that best suits her, as they're both under our, as best suits her, period. Okay? That's my, oh yeah, he's right.
See if just read it first, see if this okay. I'd like to make a motion to order either cubicle for the fiscal officer's office based on the fiscal officer's preference and delivery. I mean, if one is much longer than the other, maybe we want to, you know, take the opposite one. Does that make sense? Okay. So I'd like to make a motion to order either cubicle for fiscal officer's office based on the fiscal officer's preference and delivery time.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Next one is other township business. This is your department. You want to?
Sure. I'd like to make a motion to allow Denny Miller to hire David Cheney for a full-time position with benefits for the service department. Starting wage will be $21.75 per hour. There is no starting date set at this time.
Second.
All right. Discussion?
Yeah, what experience does he come with? Just our.
I worked for a landscaper from 17 to 23. I mean, he's
okay.
Quite a bit of
okay.
experience. experience there, which is a local landscaper that I did talk to, and he highly recommended him, so.
Okay.
You know, he thought he'd be a good fit.
Fine by me. We just need a roll call?
Just need a roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Trustee Eastwood, do you have any other township business that you'd like to discuss?
I do have one item I just want to bring up, and we'll have more discussion on it next, at our next regular meeting, but I think that we need to reengage the idea of some help, assistant secretary or something of that nature to help us with some of the office duties, specifically the public records requests and such. I think that with Bridget on board, her input's important, Chrissy's input is important, and I just think we want to reengage the conversation.
Well, and that's fine. Fiscal officer has talked to me. She's got somebody specifically in mind, and so that, you know, I'm all for it because I agree we have to get these things moving forward.
That's all I have.
And I have nothing else. With that, I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Meeting's adjourned at 3:17.